Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Hot seats coming up. Lots more to do today, Al. But right now, in my continuing attempt to warn this city and the Philadelphia Eagles of impending doom, I am bringing on the top talk show talent in Detroit. He is a host at 97.1 The Ticket. His name is Jim Costa. Let me get him up here right now. Hi, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Angelo, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Jim, listen to me. I'm very worried about the opening game from the Eagles' perspective. Should I be?
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job, Angelo. I think, you know, Alan Rea got to take you more seriously in the season.
All right, I'm losing you already, and I don't want to lose you here, Jim. We may have to call you back. Joe, try calling him back. Here's the thing. I'm going to read to you what his tweet is.
Okay.
Now, this is a guy who's been doing this for years, Al, and is not easily impressed.
But he can't be in Detroit, no.
He tweeted, genuinely excited for the Lions as a surprise team this season. All right? I won't be surprised where the Eagles are 0-1. Will you?
I would be.
Now, is he surprised that the Lions still have a team?
And I am announcing now, included in my bet with Elliot Shore Parks is Marcus Hayes. Okay. All right? If the Eagles lose, I will obtain the pants of both Shore Parks and Hayes. And Hayes, I'll bring two pair in, one for each of you and Elliot if the Eagles win.
That's a...
gosh.
That's an image.
What the hell?
What?
You betting... pants?
Yes. It's a horrible bet.
And I plan to wear them.
Betting
so,
pants.
Yeah. Be clear.
I usually lose your shirt in a bet.
No, you're losing your pants.
So to be clear, right? You have to take your pants off.
Yes. In the studio.
In the studio, yes.
Yeah. Now, right. I wear attractive undergarments, so it won't be a problem.
Oh.
Well, at least you wear them.
All right, yeah. He was giving me a story, guy.
No,
I don't want that story.
Marcus, don't tell him stuff on off air.
Marcus, that was a rough story.
Yeah, you can tell it.
No, I can't. Where's Jim Costa? My God, it's Detroit. It's not Tokyo.
He might have been listening to this and hung up.
Oh, I know. He's here. Hi, Jim. Are you back? We got you.
I'm back, baby. Here
All right.
we go. Let's talk.
Much better. All right, so here's what I just read, your tweet. Genuinely excited for the Lions as a surprise team this season. You think something's going on there in Detroit right now, don't you, Jim?
Oh, I think a lot of people feel that something's going on in Detroit this season. Angelo, I think you're doing a good job. You're warning the people. You're doing what you should.
Yep.
This is an impending win for the Lions in week one.
All right, wait a minute. Jim Costa, a guy with a big reputation, are you predicting on the airwaves in Detroit that the Lions will win that game outright?
I will be on later this afternoon, and I will echo that proclamation there today. The Lions are winning week one against the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, let me run by you my thing to see if it's in sync with yours. Dan Campbell, your coach, old school, still prepping his team the old way. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these practices are high energy. There's fights breaking out. The offensive and defensive coaching staffs are jawing at one another. They've invested in the trenches, and they're letting the guys go at it all camp long. Dan Campbell's wearing a hat with one word on it, grit. That's the exact kind of football team they're building in Detroit.
Oh, man. And the thing is, you know, the Eagles, they're not doing any tackling. They're doing very little hitting, lots of walkthroughs, Jim. Doesn't that seem to you to be a recipe for disaster against an old-school team like the Lions?
Well, yeah, and again, that's the formula for Detroit. It's going to be how they win and how they lose games this season. It'll be can they establish more physicality than the team they play. They have three first-round picks on the offensive line. You guys know this well in Philadelphia. The trenches are so important. They have three first-rounders on the offensive line. They've invested heavily on the defensive line. If they win the battle up front, if they're the more physically dominant team, they're going to win football games.
All right, Jim, here's the key. The reason the Eagles, you know they shut down their offseason program almost 2 weeks early.
What?
They do not want any injuries. So here's the key, because they're getting them anyway. They got 7 or 8 right now. They got 3 groins right now, all right? What I need to ask you is, have the Lions suffered a lot of injuries by hitting the way they are?
No, I mean, there's a couple guys who are coming back from injuries from last season, but nothing major. I mean, knock on wood, but nothing major from the Lions injury front at this point.
Oh, my God. All right, so what is – tonight's a big night, I'm thinking, in Detroit, Jim, because it's Hard Knocks debut on HBO. What do you expect to see on Hard Knocks tonight?
Well, you're going to see – I mean, Dan Campbell is very quotable, and I know you guys played some audio from him from this last weekend. I think that's the tip of the iceberg because – he's the guy that was biting kneecaps in his opening press conference. He's joked about wanting a live lion out at the practice facility. And he's going to be a star. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have montages and clips and running through walls and stuff like that. But you're also going to see this coaching staff. It's made up of a bunch of former players, guys like, you know, Deuce Staley, I think, is going to have
Deuce is there, Al. Oh, we're screwed.
Yes. He's going to be a star on this. Aaron Glenn is a head coach in waiting. He's interviewed for head coaching jobs. He gets after it, too. Coaching staff, I think, is going to look really good in all this.
All right, Jim, let me play this because we went positive what this meant. It was Dan Campbell talking about a very similar theme to what the Eagles had when they won the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Here's what he said.
And I know this. We are freaking starving. We are starving. So the hyenas better get out of the way.
What does that mean, Jim?
I'm going to have to use like an interpretation. Well, the starving, I think, is just right off the gate where we are as Detroit sports fans. Our teams are all bad. They've all been bad. We are starving for a winner here in Detroit, and I think it's evidenced by the largest scrimmage crowd in 7 seasons this past weekend. I mean, the last time the Lions had that many people at a scrimmage, you know, they were coming off a playoff appearance. So I think.
What about the hyenas? What does the hyenas mean?
Well, you know, I mean, Lions bully around hyenas.
Oh.
You know, these people who, you know, are heckling on the sidelines, you know, laughing like hyenas. Lions are going to come in there and they're going to clean up.
I got to tell you, Jim, the Eagles have 4 games to start this season that are all supposed to be easy, and they're not preparing to win those games. You are. I want to be clear because you're a big voice in that city. Today, are you going on your show and predicting an outright Lions victory in the opener?
Yes. Today,
we're doomed.
From
we're doomed.
2 to 6, I'll be in, and I'm going to tell people the Lions are winning week 1 at home against the Eagles. And I know the first thing I'm going to get, and you guys are probably thinking it too, Jim, what about last year? Didn't the Eagles wax the Lions? Wasn't it like 44-6 or something? We're making this a lot about Dan Campbell. He took over the offense following that Eagles game. Their team got better as the season went on following that Eagles game. You talk about motivation. You lose to an NFL team 44-6. You don't think that's going to be brought up? You don't think that's being hammered into all these players throughout all this practice? And meanwhile, you got the Eagles over there riding high off a playoff appearance. I think this is a perfect opportunity for the Lions to catch them off guard week 1.
Jim, just so you know, after that opening victory against the awful Atlanta team, the Eagles lost 5 of the next 6. Right? They lost 5 of it. They were 2-5. They were in serious trouble. And I'm hearing you laugh at us right now, Jim, and I understand you're laughing. I'm glad you did it. You actually sounded a little bit like a hyena right in there. Jim Costa, you're the best in Detroit, my friend, and I appreciate you coming on today. I'm going to book you on the Monday after that game so you can laugh in our face for losing. All right?
Perfect, Angel. Looking forward to it.
Jim Costa, ladies and gentlemen. Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.